This is RSVNB Update Episode 63, Taking the Blood Tide. Hello, everyone. We're here with RSVNB Update 63. Week in which we have a big quest and a tiny town added. Rad is back from someplace unknown. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, so how was your little excursion that you took into the wilderness?
It was extremely boring.
Okay. Right. So you went to some lake or something?
Black Forest, southern Germany.
Okay. Well, I don't know where that is, but I'm sure the resident Germans who listen know. Oh, yes, I got this German guy for my linear algebra teacher. He has a thick accent, so he's kind of hard to understand.
What's his second name?
Seagal. Seagal.
Steven Seagal.
No.
Oh.
No, so it's kind of hard to understand, but... Anyways, we got a nice quest this week. Is that how you'd pronounce that? Seagal?
Seagal. I don't know. Seagal. Yeah, something like that.
Okay, well, anyways, his name isn't Hitler. But that's yet to be seen, depending on what kind of stuff he, what kind of tests he gives and stuff like that.
I think it would be really unlucky if someone, I bet there has to be some people out there with the second name Hitler. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Hitler. It's got to be somewhere.
Yeah, it would be funny, wouldn't it?
Mr. Hitler. Good morning, Mr. Hitler.
Anyways, RuneScape updates. What do we got this week? You want to do that little fishing village thing or the quest first? You talk about the fishing village first.
The fishing village, well, it's just east of east of our dune. They actually gave you a pronunciation of it.
Yeah, and the post bag.
Yeah. It's in other news, village of east of our dune. It's basically you go out of the south bank, across past the place where you get the boat to Karamja or Brimhaven, and up that path, and then there's a little island. There isn't much there. There's a fishing shop. There's a church in the middle of it, but there's not much. There's no bank.
I see.
It's not. I didn't think I saw any fishing spots. It sort of defeats the point of a fishing village.
Yeah, there's nothing there. They said we'll be exploring it later this month in a quest. So, I don't know. That seems it's probably going to be the noob quest of the month.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. So, there's nothing there. So, it just makes work tougher for people that have to figure out what's there and stuff like that.
Yeah. Ardoyan. Ardoyan.
Ardoyan?
That's what it says in the news.
Ardoyan. ARDOYN. Ardoyan.
Ardoyan.
Ardoyan. Okay. We glossed over that last week. But anyways, Darkness of Hallowvale. You're doing this quest, right?
Yes, at the moment.
I started it the night it came out, and let's just say you notice less things when it's late or perhaps early morning, like 6 or 7 a.m. So, you definitely do notice things less obvious when it's this time. Basically, this is the third in the Myrec series. Opens up the San Guinisti region. That sounds French again, kind of like Berg de Rot. But anyways, there's lots of agility and other obstacles. Basically, this is a ghetto that's infested by what are those things called? Vampires?
Here we go. I've got it. They are Firewatch.
Firewatches. Yeah. Did anyone have a bite of you?
Yes. I think Jagex is sort of anti-French. There's two French names, so are they implying that all the French people are vampires and like suck other people's blood?
I don't
racist.
Know, I don't know.
And I know English people are supposed to hate French people, but come on.
I remember playing a game in grade 4 on the computer. The French, we had to be the French, and the French people had wooden boats, and the English people had boats made out of stone. like cement boats, and the French people had wooden boats, so the French people always lost. And we had to be the French people.
So it was a lesson in losing?
Yes! Anyways, you when these things, they say they take an interest in you, I don't know, there's some high, ultra-high level that don't attack you automatically. They're red for me, so obviously higher than, like, 120. But they come down and says it takes interest in you. There's an option to fight it, which I don't think you want to do.
You can't hit them, can you?
I don't know.
You can't hit damage on them.
Yeah, that's right, because that, in this one part of the quest, which you haven't gotten to yet, they come down and it starts attacking you and you get, like, knocked out or whatever. So, anyways, you can try and run away from it or let it take a bite out of you, which takes you down 6 health. If you don't get away, it takes a bite of you anyway. So it's called a blood tithe. Basically, what this quest is about is it's opening up this thing, and it's the prelude to some big war. It's like the day before that guy got assassinated that started World War I.
Oh, that was the president of, oh, I forget his name.
Austria.
Oh yes.
I don't know. I used to remember this stuff, but I don't know.
Oh, Franz, it was Franz something. Franz Ferdinand.
Yes, right. So basically this is the prelude to a god war, and the king of Mislin, King Rhoeth in Varrok, doesn't want to... Anyways, prelude to god war, the king in Varrok of Mislin doesn't want to send any troops in because he doesn't want to risk starting a war, so he's consulting with the... about the Guthic's edicts and talking to the Ceridoan priests about whether or not they should send the military in, because they obviously don't want to start a god war. And it was said that if another god war starts, Guthics will lay waste to everything to rebalance it out. So, definitely something here. We're not done with this series. I don't know, it's shaping up to be an interesting series, I think. So, we got these two series in the East and the West. Maybe somehow they'll all merge into one. Grand Tree, Plague City, that series, and then the Myrex series. Maybe they'll all merge into one. That would be kind of interesting. A kind of interesting quest, but... The basic idea behind this quest is you want to be able to get to the new Myrex headquarters hideout in this ghetto. And to do that, you need to navigate through this city by pushing down hidden doors and climbing over clotheslines and all that other sort of fun agility thieving kind of stuff. So if you're not don't have a keen eye, it could take you a while, but if you do, lucky. So that's what we have to say on this. Reward: 7,000 agility, 2,000 construction, and 6,000 thieving XP. 2 quest points, and the Tome of Experience giving 2k XP in any 3 skills over level 30.
Can you use it on the same skill?
Yes, you can use it 3 in a row. I used mine on runecrafting because runecrafting is the slowest skill for me to train. So, that's a reward, so definitely be watching out for this and have a look at it when you're done or whatever. Oh, the picture looks interesting. If you look at the world map, that's even more of a maze to get through, so... Yeah. There's a few places you can't go, so... I don't know, it's kind of piques my interest. What do you think of it so far? I know you were saying you only just got to the ghetto place.
It seems pretty interesting. The graphics look pretty good. The cutscenes. Well, they're only 2 short cutscenes.
Yeah.
Are there many cutscenes?
No, I think you've seen most of them already. There's no real cutscenes like in that Dorgishin dwarf quest thing, or whatever quest that was.
Oh, yeah.
None like that. Or in that other one that... So, I don't know, take a look at this. Go and start at that one place in Burg der Rot, underground.
The pub, the basement of the pub.
Yes, that's right. Which you have repaired already. I think that's it?
Yep.
Okay. So, we'll see you all next week. This has been RSP... No. No. We're not done yet.
17-minute long show.
No. We're on to questions now. Okay. You can take this one.
Oh, long question. How do you feel about people who pay other websites to level their account? Think about it. You could pay someone to get you 70 attack, or even something like 99 fletching. They'd play on it non-stop for 24 hours and can get a skill to 99 in about 6 days for only about $100. How do you think this affects people who work hard for their levels? Is it just another form of buying an account? You seem to know an awful lot about this. I know. I think it's not right, is it? Because, I mean, it is like buying an account. You're buying your levels by letting someone else level it for you.
Yeah.
I see nothing wrong with letting someone, like a close friend, on your account to do a quest or something you're having trouble with. But even though that is technically against the rules, and I would just like to say I do not advocate that, and I'm not encouraging you to do it. I've had too many people in the past that say, you're an admin, you shouldn't be doing it. Anyway. I think it's wrong, yes, but, you know, I think pretty much you should do what you want with your RuneScape account, just don't whine when it gets banned.
Yeah, I don't agree with it, but do what you want with it, but I really wouldn't recommend you do that, because then you'll end up with an account that you spent some time on, and it'll be of no use to you, so...
Because it'll be banned.
I know they allow this in some other games, like World of Warcraft and stuff, right?
Yeah, that's been done. But I think that's because, you know, there's so many accounts, it would be difficult for them to track down.
Exactly. So that's what you get when you have a smaller game.
Yep.
I think this is done, so we don't agree with it. And it is kind of like buying an account, sort of.
It is.
It's like account trading, so against the rules. Thank you. That's from X. Oh, yeah. X. Okay. Read on your blog, you have Vista Shane. How is that working out for you? Would you recommend others to try it? That's from BibUser. Well, I am going to say that I will answer this in tech news. So, listen for that.
I've just seen this story, right, on a website. It says that... I'll just read it to you. Wild Tangent, one of the top publishers of casual web-based games, has signed a deal with the UK-based publisher Jagex Limited to sell advertising within RuneScape. One of the most popular MMORPGs. RuneScape. What are they going to do?
So, like, they're going to put, like, on the Varrock signpost, go to this website?
Or, like, you know, you finished Morning's End Part 2, now have a nice, refreshing can of Coke. It says deal to advertising within RuneScape.
Huh.
Oh, that's kind of... Isn't it?
I don't know.
Can you, like, you know... In the quests, you know? Can you imagine you're talking to someone like an NPC in a quest and someone suddenly pops up, buy this, click here to continue with your quest. I just find that.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't think I'd support that.
Yeah, well, Jagex
has
many hits.
Where did you find this?
It was posted on a forum.
Interesting.
Which is, this just proves that Jagex are money hungry. Yeah, they're signing a contract to get those millions more dollars. Sorry, Andrew, I didn't realize one Porsche wasn't enough.
Yeah, that's the thing you face with these companies who start up trying to just have fun with their job. If they're not in it to have fun anymore, then the entire point of the company just is done. Because you have to enjoy what you're doing. If you're just doing it for the money, then what's the point?
I think Jagex are, for a large degree, just doing it for the money.
It seems like since, like, I started playing, they started to milk it more for the money rather than putting out quality content. Yeah, so I don't agree with that little article thing, so next question please, I guess.
Okay, how would you compare PSP to Nintendo DS?
That one's for you.
I've got a PSP. Well, I have a PSP. I'm not particularly fond of it. When I first used it, it was, you know, great. Played games, movies, all of that. Music. But now it's, like, quickly lost its edge. I've seen people playing Nintendo DSs. I've never actually played on one myself. But the Nintendo DS looks to me to be better than the PSP. The PSP is very... I don't know. It's, hard to describe, really, but...
It doesn't have the next biggest thing in it, maybe?
Well, yeah, it's, like... PSP's controller with that DS has got that touchscreen on it, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It's got two screens. One's a touch screen, and the other is just a standard video screen.
I think overall the DS appeals more to me. But I mean, if you want functions, the DS can't play movies, can it?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think it can. Whereas the PSP can. But I personally prefer DSs to PSPs when I've not even used a DS.
Yeah, I haven't used any, so I have no preference.
But I would say DS if you just want games. If you want movies, PSP obviously.
Okay. Yeah, another movie thing that's coming out, I'll just say that was from Phoenix Empire, but another movie thing that's coming out is The Zune. It's coming soon.
What is it about?
It's a Microsoft supposedly iPod killer.
Okay.
And it is coming because they bought ComingZune.com.
Oh, God.
Coming soon. Hey, there's a plane.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's that Coming Soon site. Take a look at that if you want.
Oh my God.
Did you hear that?
Everybody go to this site. It sounds weird.
ComingZune.com.
And there's a man touching a rabbit.
See, it's supposed to be an iPod killer, but the first version won't even be able to do video, so how is it going to do that?
It won't do that?
It won't do video. The first version.
It won't beat the iPod. It's as simple
exactly.
As that.
Okay, so that's enough little distraction. So, ComingZune.com for the Zune. It's kind of strange.
Strange name. Strange URL.
Yes. So, very interesting. That last one was from Phoenix Empire, and now we have another one. Every time I try and load up World 2, it presents an error message. Too many attempts from this address. No matter if I use a certain world switching clients or AOL. Well, AOL
I've never
is,
had that problem.
I know. AOL has many, many proxy servers, so it could be that too many people are logging in from that one proxy server. So you could try and turn off your proxy server, but then your internet might not work. But you'd probably... I'm not a fan of AOL because they use so many proxy servers, and it just makes it hard to deal with on an IP-wide basis, so I definitely recommend that people try and find a different internet service provider other than AOL. But to try and fix this, I'd try and turn off the proxy server if you don't want to turn off the... if you don't want to get a new ISP. Try turning off the proxy server. Or it could be you're entering your password wrong too many times, so... either your password is wrong, or your proxy server is causing some problems. So, make sure your password is right, and then try your proxy. That's from Fergusy. Thank you. Okay,
Shane.
I got one more for me. I guess I'll read this one.
Okay.
Shane, have you ever visited the Jagex corporate website and saw the jobs that are posted there open? With your computer skills, would you ever consider working for Jagex? Thanks from Kyle. Well.
Would you?
No.
Why not?
Well, it's, for one thing, it's an ocean away.
Ingram rules.
It's an ocean away, for one thing. And then, it's just wouldn't be enough money. Like, compared to Canadian payments and stuff, that what they list there is not that much for their jobs that are available, so no, I wouldn't. Tech news. Trying to get this done in under 20 minutes. Sony's head of platform development in Japan, Izumi Kawanishi, has revealed the first details of Sony's PSP download service to be available this November, in time for the launch of the company's PlayStation 3. The PSP will be able to play PlayStation 1 games via an emulator, and gamers will be able to download games directly to the console via a wireless connection using the PSP's wireless capabilities. And you will be able to access this service from the PC or PS3. Another reason to get a PS3, hey?
Yeah, but didn't they recently announce that they had technology problems and they were delaying the launch till next?
I mean, get a PSP, not a PS3. We were just talking about that, weren't we?
Maybe that is more reason to get a PSP.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think people would actually go in and download these games?
Maybe. Depends how much they cost.
Yeah.
What they cost?
It doesn't say what they'd cost, so I don't know. So take a look at this if you have a PS3, if you're going to be getting one, and you have a PC and a PSP, maybe you could try and take a look at this and see if it would be worth it for you. I don't, but it seems like an interesting way to get those old games for the PlayStation and play them on the PSP, so... sounds interesting.
Yeah.
You can take a look at this in this link. Windows Vista, release candidate 1, build 5600 is released. There's this whole website devoted to it at winsupersite.com/vista. This is in regards to that question from Questions about what I think of Vista. Well, definitely got lots of new interesting little features in it. Like, such as a nice little thing that's trying to be like another operating system we know called OS X. And the graphics user interface is good, but it uses lots of memory. Just really running MSN and Firefox, I had 60%, over 60% memory usage. So you definitely want, and I have a gig, so you definitely want 2 gigabytes to work with on this. Probably going to be lots of security problems when it comes out. There's more things that you see in the Unix operating systems, like confirming before a major system change, parental restrictions on games. If your parents don't want you to play games, they can put those in. Lots of new little applications that try and keep up with that certain OS. Mac OS X. I'm sure it'll be fine after a few service packs. But if you get a new computer with it, you'll definitely want to be on your toes.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyways, so you can take a look at this at that winsupersite.com/vista. Links will be in the notes.
Well, what do you prefer, Vista or XP?
Me?
Yes.
Right now?
Yeah.
I have to say XP because it has graphics drivers that work. It's, for the most part, now stable and secure, hopefully, unless more are found. So I'll be sticking with XP for quite some time.
Hmm.
And you're on a cable modem, right?
Yes, I am.
It depends on how fast it is, how fast your connection is. Do you know what your downstream and upstream limits are?
I think it's like, I don't know, 2 meg?
Down and 512 up maybe, or?
Something like that.
I don't know. But anyways, there's this new standard that's working, coming slowly, called DOCSIS 3.0. Basically, what the DOCSIS data over cable service interface specifications is the set of standards that cable modems must comply with. Basically, when DOCSIS 3 comes out, it's currently at DOCSIS 2, it'll allow for download speeds up to 160 megabits per second and 120 megabits per second up. That is really super fast, so that's something that lots of people would be interested in, but it's working its way out.
Yes.
I myself have 10 megabits down and 512 and a megabit up, so that's still pretty good, though. I don't know why it's neat anymore, but I'm sure in the future I will to download HD content. First shipments of the new devices will be out by 2007, they say, but it'll need until 2011 to have 60% penetration, so probably around 2011. Another interesting thing about this is it'll have support for IP version 6, which is the internet protocol that all your data transfers on. Basically, we're running out of IP addresses. It's IP version... Yeah, IP version 4 supports 4.3 billion IP addresses.
Wow.
And we're running out.
That's a lot.
But, just guess how many IP version 6 supports.
8 million?
No.
12?
No. 56.9 billion addresses for each gram of matter on the Earth people could get.
Wow.
So, that's lots of IP addresses. 50 octillion, or 5 times 10 to the 28 IP addresses.
Yeah.
So, do 10 to the 28 on your calculator.
10 what?
10 to the 28. And you got this really, really long number.
Wow.
That's how many IP addresses IP version 6 can support. So this new standard will have support for that. So something that needs to be done, because we are running out of IP addresses. And with this, I hope that they'll be able to give static IPs out to more people. That way then if people screw up, we can easily ban them. You know, because you know how hard it is to ban dynamic IP addresses. Because they always change, so.
We've had experiences with that.
Yes, so definitely interesting at what's coming down the pipe. The cable pipe. Rats, you want to take this first one?
Okay.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jedi Major X, Combat Pure, 88, 8 Defense. Now, we normally don't say the names, are we? But Shane said we are going to say the names.
Yeah, we're
going to
say the name for this guy, because I don't like him.
So that's Jedi Major X, Season 88, Pure 8 Defense. I've been playing RuneScape for 5 years and PKing for 4 years, and I'm just wondering, does Jagex hate Pures? Half of the game's population seems to be pure low levels, mainly 40 to 60, yet almost every quest is aimed for defense players, mains. It seems to me Jagex tries to make little glitches or traps for Pures everywhere to get defense and ruin their Pures. F2P Pures, F2P Melee Pures try so hard to keep 40 attack, but you have made it so when you log in, it is set to attack, and if you have auto retaliate on, you slowly get attack up and ruining your perfect F2P Pure. 40 attack, 1 death, whatever strength, 13 prayer. I think you're using it as a way. If they get 44 plus attack, they won't be perfect. Therefore, they will want to get 60 attack and have to get members to be a good pure PKer. Monkey Madness. Pay-to-play Pures do it because every good pay-to-play PKer uses the Dragon Shim because it's more powerful and quicker than the other weapons, except for the whip. Yet there is a trap at the end of the quest saying choose attack and defense XP or strength and hit points XP. Most Pures think woot free strength and HP XP, then end up clicking on it and scam. It gives you all the death XP, attack XP, HP XP, and strength XP, ruining your pay-to-play Pure. Whips. Spelt wrong. Whip glitch. Now every high level... Now it's spelled WHIP, not WIP, idiot. Whips glitch. Now every high level Pure that has been PKing for a while thinks, yeah, okay, it's time to get a whip yet. Not many people know that the whip has glitches and often use it after using a weapon on the strength. They pull out your whip and change your attack method onto attack. The whip's glitch and is on attack yet trains as if it's uncontrolled, which equals defense experience. The second thing bad about whips is that when you are using a whip, they go quickly change to a DDS and spec the other player. Your whip spec bar is located where your death tactic is on your dragon dagger.
It says Dragon Dragger.
Dragon Dragger. And first time PKers like myself click on defense in all excitement. When they attack, I also hit them back on controlled. This can be mastered. Whip glitch is how I got 8 defense.
So what's this guy saying? That he set his Dragon Dagger to strength, and then when he switched to his whip, he got controlled and got defense XP?
Well, that's too bad.
Like, it's 8 defense! Like, oh my... Like, these people think that Jagex meant for Pierce to be in the game, but no!
Jagex go for the majority, not the minority. Yeah, the majority of people have defense.
Yeah, we got another one of those rants coming up. I just don't like these people. That's why I put the guy's name in.
Yes, because he's a jerk.
It's like they think that that it should be all for them, but no. So, if you're a peer and you don't agree with what I'm saying, too bad. Too bad. You chose to be like that. You have to live with the consequences.
Hmm.
Thank you for reading that. Next rant, I will read. Okay. I'm not here to rant about normal quests and stuff. I've done every free quest and a lot of members. Yeah, I don't think he's done a lot, but anyways, but when they come out with the new quest, more and any more, their requirements are outrageous. Look at Cabin Fever when it came out. Pretty stupid, okay? Rosa, who did it, congrats, but look at the Fairy Tale one. Two, stupid farming stat, my least favorite. Not a lot of people like it either. 40 farming? That's why so few people did it. When they came out with Trouble Brewing, they did that to motivate people to do Cabin Fever so they get good clothes from Trouble Brewing. Sure, it's cool, but I like them. And I ain't getting 40 Slayer or whatever for rum deal. Don't get me wrong, but it gets out of hand sometimes. Look at Lunar Diplomacy. It's the worst. Okay, I mean, oh my god, 60 Minings and 60 Mage. Holy snap! Again, you people who are able to do it, congrats. You're good players, but I love Minning. It says Minning.
It does.
But 60 Minning? It's boring and aggravating. Spelled very strangely.
So he loves mining, but he can't get 60 mining?
Yeah, that's right. Some people might not know what I'm talking about because of that. So few people can mine Addy or Rune. I'm almost mining Myth. I got 51 mining, but what's with Mage? Mage is very fun to train, but it's fun. But 60? That's good for PKing, I guess, but come on. Wow, I got some new runes. Big whoop. Continue. More with stats from quests. Frankenstein. It's easy. People say it's frustrating. It can be. Yeah, but once you get it, it's cool. Ask friends for help on quests like that. My cousin is working Underground Pass. He says it's fun. He's level 80. He killed the 3 level 91 demons when he was 71 and had a DDP. LOL. I was shocked, you know. Sometimes I think he'll almost measure up to Zezima. Oops, did I mean to say that? No. Anyways, everyone knows who Zezima is. Someday, I mean, he's a fighter, and I see lots of people like that. They're good, and they try, and they keep fighting harder. And 70s and 80s, they're good for F2P. Either they were members, or they were lawyers. They were lawyers?
Law ways.
Oh.
Always.
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 Always F2P that believed in themselves, and a lot of members put down F2P, but yeah. Think through it, Jagger should make more free quests, because a lot of people do not have money to become a member. What were you going to say about the Cabin Fever requirements?
Oh yes, the Cabin Fever requirements are 42 agility, 45 crafting, 50 smithing, and 40 ranged. Not difficult to get.
No. Not difficult at all.
This guy must have consumed a large amount of alcohol before he wrote this. Really, I mean, he goes on from saying that the requirements for members' quests are too high, and then he finishes saying that they should do more free quests because not everyone can afford members.
I don't know, he sounds kind of, what's the word for these kind of people?
Pissed.
Okay, so, it's just annoying. It's not that hard to get if you work at it. Like, you expect the game to train yourself? Like, oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Next one, please.
RuneScape gets boring. Please at least try to read the entirety of this rant before you decide to flame this thread. Now, I believe that me, having played for over 2 years solid, with a fairly high combat level, 108, and a pure, come to a conclusion as to why people quit. I have had many great friends here on the lovely game of RuneScape, and have had tons of fun with them in every way, shape, and form. However, there comes a point where you get tired of doing the same mundane tasks for little to no reward. There comes a point when you reach a sort of plateau. I find this plateau to be usually at 95 to 105 combat. Why, you may ask yourself? Do people sort of give up around this level? My conclusion is that after this level, there is nothing left to motivate people. They have all the best weapons, they've completed all the best quests, they have what armor they want. After people have everything they set off to get in this game, they reach a stalemate and there's nothing left to keep them playing versus another MMORPG. I've had maybe 4 best friends on RS, not real life, that have quit for these very reasons. Now for the suggestions within this rant, give high levels something already. Give us something to look forward to. Give us a weapon that requires 90 attack, 90 strength, 90 defense, 90 AP, or 90 range. You don't have to make this weapon phantasmic. Just make it look cool and give it the same stats as Whirlpool D Shimmy, for all I care.
Just give us some... needs to have more stats.
Yeah, just give us some friggin' motivation. If you want customers in it for the long haul, then trust me, give us some armor or a weapon that looks incredible and requires high levels to wield, and you will get nothing but praise. We are only human, most of us, not computers. We consider the desk all day without doing the same mundane task over and over again until we get tendinitis or carpal tunnel without something to motivate us. We can't sit at a desk all day. I agree with this rant, actually.
Yeah, this is the best rant all day. The one that actually makes the most sense, and the guy who sounds like he doesn't belong in a mental institute.
Oh, yes. It does make sense, because, I mean, I found that with RuneScape. I mean, after I hit 100, 1,600 total, I hardly played. I've not been playing very much. Because there's not very little to do.
Yeah, like, you need stuff to keep you motivated. You need to have goals on there. But these goals... A goal of 99 in some skill, that's too hard, so you just quit. But they need to bring out more stuff for higher levels, so they'll set goals, and they will achieve that. And if they don't, then they're going to start losing people.
Simple. I mean, I've got 94 fishing, but I have absolutely no motivation to get to 99. Yeah, it will look nice on my stat menu, and I can say I've got a 99 stat, but it's really going to give me no real advantage over having 94 or 93, is it?
No. Nope.
So I'll be able to get one more shark in, you know... I'll be able to get a load of sharks in maybe 30 less seconds. What's the point? It's not worth me playing for all those hours to get 99 for such a small game.
Yeah. So, they definitely need some more of these. Please.
Yes, some more high-level things.
I'd go post it in suggestions, but I'd probably get flamed because we all know that the people that use the forums are like pre-level 100 and can't read.
Yes, idiots.
To have these people be saying a market threat, you must do this, but they don't read, so... Anyways, so what have we been doing on RuneScape?
Not very much. I've been doing a little bit of Slayer, ranging Greater Demons, and most recently I've been writing a guide for the new quest that was out this week.
Oh, yes. You should get some Guthans now. It's down to like 9.3.
Oh, I'm getting four dragons soon.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
From who?
Somebody.
Okay, so you're going to buy it, or is it through some sort of favor that you did, or...
I won't call it a favor, there's just a very madly generous person I happen to know who said that they will buy me four dragons.
Oh, that's nice. I wish I knew some people like that.
Whether they will actually live up to it, I've yet to see, but...
I wish I knew people like
that. Yes.
Anyways, I've just been getting 80 ranged.
Very good.
79 ranging in my secret location. Working towards 80. Oh, it's so boring.
Oh, it is.
Yes, I need something to pacify me or occupy me, but I always find something to do, whether it be answering a math question from a staff member or watching some Star Trek or something like that, working on my own math, so we'll see. Other news. Looking for informer applications, economic and standard. We got a few standard spots open, so you can send your applications to rspnbinformer@gmail.com. Be sure to indicate whether or not you want the economics position or the standard position. And you can see some more info at this global announcement on the forums.
Because if you do specify economics, that's what you will have to write every month. You will have no choice.
Yes, that's right.
So if you really don't want to just do economics...
It'll also alter what you have to do for your application. Because if you want to be economics, we want to know if you've had merchanting experience, how long you've been around, do you keep up with the prices, that sort of stuff. So... You can send those to rsbnbinformer@gmail.com. Anything else?
Nope. That's about it.
I think that's it for this week. So we'll see you guys all next week. RSBNB update 63 capped off.
Is in the bag.
Sure.
Is in the rune plate.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Is in the rune plate. Goodbye.
Oh, another episode in the rune pouch.
Room pouch in the gigantic pouch. Another episode in the gigantic pouch.
Yeah. We still have to work on that. So see you next week, everyone. Bye.
Goodbye, people.
You know, it's not a good sign when you hear me say oops.
What's wrong?
Nothing right now, thankfully. But sometimes when I say oops, you don't want to hear me say oops.